LCMS Disaster Response provides guidance and assistance to congregations who seek to proclaim the gospel and show mercy in the wake of disasters. We can bring capacity to your congregation through on-site assessment, volunteer training and congregation preparedness, and through grants direct to your congregation. For more information, follow us on Facebook, keyword LCMS Disaster Response, or visit our website at lcms.org/disaster. That's lcms.org/disaster.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Baptism is obviously very important in Lutheran theology. There's no doubt about it because it's so very important in Holy Scripture. But is it important to something like Lutheran education, a long history of Lutheran education? Baptism, while certainly a topic to be taught, part of the catechism, all of those things, doesn't make a difference on how Lutherans engage in education. It's National Lutheran Schools Week. Here's part two of our five-part daily series on Lutheran education. We're going to be talking here with Pastor Stephen Keyser about Lutheran education and baptism. He's headmaster at Faith Lutheran School in Plano, Texas, and president of the Consortium for Classical Lutheran Education. Pastor Keyser, welcome back to Issues Etc.
It's great to be here today, Todd.
How does what we believe, teach, and confess about the sacrament of baptism, how does it impact educating our children, how we educate them?
That's a great question. It's something that here at Faith Lutheran School especially, we are drawn to contemplate continually as a staff and a faculty, because our identity as Christian people is rooted in holy baptism. The fact that those who are baptized with plain water, but also included with that is the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That gives to us as God's people here in our school one name, not many names. And while we have Keysers and others named here, most certainly that we share that one name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It means that before God, the gifts in holy baptism are given equally, that teacher and student, sinner, yes, and saint, that there is an equal playing field, so to speak, in who we are, in our identity. So we don't educate only boys, but boys and girls. And matter of fact, Luther saw that as well when the Reformation was going on, and there were questions about how are we now to educate the evangelical faith because of baptism and a Lutheran understanding of baptism, not a fringe sacrament, but a sacrament part and parcel to who we are, our very daily identity. Luther said we should educate the girls too, not just the boys. And so it becomes an all-inclusive education, an education of all the baptized in our school.
Let's talk a little bit about regarding our children in the classroom as not just our children or our students, but as children of God. What does that mean?
These are children who are sons of God. These are children who live in the tension of sinner, saint. These are children who live at the same time needing to hear the law of God, a law that always accuses, also instructs, a law that is holy and good and necessary. Also, as those who hear the gospel, those who hear Christ and Him crucified, Christ resurrected, these are students who hear both law and gospel. That is the preaching for and to the baptized within our school.
Now, you mentioned before sinner saints, this the fact that we are at the same time saints and sinners in our baptism. That must be a something that the teachers and the students as well have to constantly keep in mind as part of their self-identity in baptism. Talk about that.
The baptized lives the baptized life. And Luther laid it out very nicely in the Catechism, the fourth chief part being the sacrament of holy baptism, and the fifth chief part being confession and absolution. So that while the one who is baptized has and is given as a gift the new man in Christ, the old man needs daily drowning. One of the great great privileges that I have the opportunity to live in, I guess you might say, here at Faith Lutheran is a student that is referred to the office, and for a variety of different reasons, trouble with teachers or students, fellow students, we pull out the right for confession and absolution. And after, certainly after we've talked about whatever it is, reminding this child that he or she is baptized, and that living in baptism is a Christian who also lives in confession and absolution. And so we read through that, keep an extra hymnal in a Lutheran service book in my office. So we walk through that together, that the one who is baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit confesses his sin, what troubles him particularly. And there is my opportunity to return him to his baptism for the sake of Christ, the one into whose name you have been baptized, and whose baptism, you know, St. Paul reminds us that in baptism we were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised, so also you shall walk in newness of life. And so we get to live that in confession and absolution on disciplinary referrals. So living the baptized life in real time here in school.
So, I was thinking about discipline before as well, because there's kind of a two kingdom thing going on here. In addition to a recognition we're dealing with sinners and saints, we're dealing with temporal authority and spiritual authority as well, aren't we?
Yes, and that is the unique position of the baptized child in the school, that the student has one foot in each kingdom, living in under the kingdom of the left. And, you know, as a pastor, I get to have the privilege, if you want to look at it that way, of living in those kingdoms in a very real way. We have school policies, and there are rules, and there's a disciplinary procedure that we have to follow, and there are consequences to your behavior, and I have to follow those policies. And we have to live there also. Those things are good for us. There are tuition amounts that need to be paid, and all of those things that fall in that kingdom of the left. Also, at the same time, in that very unique kingdom where there is the gospel, where Christ dwells with his saving grace, that opportunity to visit with families who have perhaps recently lost a loved one, or whatever the crisis may be, to sit down with them and to share the gospel with them. So that happens certainly at my level, but it happens also for the sinner saint student. Times where, yes, here is the law, kingdom of the left. Here are the rules. Here are the regulations. You must follow them. But also those times of Christ has died for you. Christ has redeemed you. You are baptized. And those gospel truths as well.
Pastor Stephen Keyser is our guest. It's National Lutheran Schools Week, part two of our five-part daily series on Lutheran education today, Lutheran education and baptism.
Are you looking for a Lutheran elementary school that uses the principles of classical education? A school where students enjoy a solid and Christ-centered academic environment, including classes such as Latin, World History, and Classical Literature? Trinity St. Paul Lutheran School in Hamel and Warden, Illinois is the school for your student. We're located just 30 miles northeast of St. Louis. TSPLutheranSchool.org or 618-633-2202.
In my family, education means cultivating wisdom and virtue by teaching what is good, true, and beautiful. Memoria Press makes this type of education possible with their classical Christian curriculum. Characterized by simplicity, quality, and affordability, Memoria Press gives my children a rich classical education. Get $5 off your next order by using the coupon code LPR. For more information, go to memoriapress.com. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.
One Lord, one faith, one baptism. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues, Etc. 300. Redeemer Lutheran, Mandeville, Louisiana. Our Savior Lutheran, Whitefish Bay, Wisconsin. Christ Lutheran, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Emmanuel Lutheran, Louisville, Nebraska. Grace Lutheran, Warminster, Pennsylvania. Trinity Lutheran, Valonia, Indiana. Emmanuel Lutheran, Pensacola, Florida, St. Athanasius Lutheran, Vienna, Virginia, and Emmaus Lutheran, St. Louis, Missouri. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues, Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support, and print the one-page flyer. When your congregation joins the Issues, Etc. 300, we'll publicize your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues, Etc. journal. Issuesetc.org, click support. The Issues, Etc. 300.
Welcome back to Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're talking about Lutheran education and baptism during National Lutheran Schools Week with Pastor Stephen Heiser. On the topic of Lutheran education, Concordia University, Wisconsin, is committed to lifelong Lutheran learning. Concordia University, Wisconsin offers 50 online educational options. You can find out more at issuesetc.org. Click the Concordia University online logo, and if you enter the program code ISSUES, they will waive your application fee. Pastor Heiser, what you were talking about before the break was really kind of an aspect I wanted to get into, and that this is Lutheran education is training for life, that living a saint and sinner, knowing for life that forgiveness sets us right with God, and yet real life is full of all kinds of consequences, penalties, disciplines.
Yes, that is absolutely true. For instance, part of our disciplinary policy is at some point you may be excluded from our school community. You may be expelled. The policy, Kingdom of the Left, says, I must expel you. You have transgressed. And yet, at the same time, that person also, that repentant individual, comes in and hears the gospel at the same time. So there are times where both are exacted. And while they seem contrary to one another, it is a tension that we live in. And I think that you point out that is oftentimes very clear in the day-to-day runnings of a Lutheran day school.
Let's talk a little bit about what you mentioned at the beginning, and that is we bear the name of God. This reminds me of something that, oh gosh, a frequent guest on the program, now sainted, I believe it must have been Clement Preuss, said when he was being raised, his mom, when he would leave the house, you know, wouldn't spend a lot of time saying, don't do this, don't do that, watch out. She just would say, remember, you're a Christian. That is something, that's a simple way of saying a lot about our baptism, isn't it?
Exactly. I think part of Luther's great educational reform was taking the sacrament of baptism, which I think in the day was more pushed to the fringe. It was sort of a one-time event that really had no, at least practical, or I shouldn't say practical, but not much thought about afterwards, just that it had happened. Luther's theology on baptism brought baptism back to its scriptural truth, and that is that has meaning and it has a truth for us every day, every moment of every life, of our life. An example, had a student visiting with a student recently who come into the office and wanted to visit with me, and the student was struggling in Christian faith. The student was wondering about the idea that the truth of God. Did God exist? Did Jesus really rise from the dead? Was it all made up? Even more, am I a Christian? And my great opportunity to that child was to say, you are baptized. You are baptized. And your desire to remain faithful to God will waver. Your desire to reach out to Him and to cling to Him will fail. But God's promise to you is an unwavering promise. It's a promise that He has steeped you in by virtue of your baptism, that He has united you to Christ's own blood, His death upon a cross there in baptismal water. And the promise is that God declares you His own is a promise that you may want to give up on from day to day, and maybe today is one of those days. But rest assured, Christ, via your baptism, has promised He's not giving up on you.
Now, the classical model of education, and you deal with this every day as both a headmaster and as the president of the Consortium for Classical Lutheran Education, this isn't just theological contemplation. Have we rediscovered in the classical model a way of educating children that recognizes everything we've said up to this point about them as baptized children, as people in need of forgiveness, as not little potential perfect people, but in fact, the sinner saints that they are?
Right. That's an interesting point, the classical education that we are beginning to hear more and more about. And I visit with other friends who are pursuing classical education outside of Lutheranism. It's interesting to hear for what purpose or for what reason they might pursue a classical education. And the reasons are many. One of the ones that we're hearing in the classical charter movement is that we are focusing on what is the good, and we want to raise up a virtuous person. We want to raise up a moral person. And we can find that morality in the find that truth, that moral backbone, by reading the ancient authors. That in the midst of the writings, this what is good comes up that we might see it and know it. And so for them, it's sort of a searching out and finding that goodness, that spiritual morality. Lutherans have a much different look at that, because we come to the arts having already been named in holy baptism. We come to the liberal arts, the classical subjects, already having a particular worldview that says that we cannot justify ourselves before God, and even more so that what we're about ready to study and read and know, we have a unique perspective about, because we know that our righteousness is found in Christ alone, not in the great books of ancient literature. So when we approach the arts as baptized people, we bring along with us that Lutheran way of that Lutheran lens, and view the ancient authors in such a way that sometimes we see the ancient authors searching for something that they just don't ever find, and sometimes they have a great way of talking about it and speaking about it while they get ever so close. They maybe perhaps never find the good, because the good is found in God alone. God alone is good. And yet they may describe attributes of the good. So the Christian certainly has that unique worldview, I guess is what I'm getting, or a set of assumptions with which he uses to study in school. And that would be very unique from our classical counterparts. I'd say the other thing is that I know Dr. Veith will be speaking to you, but this idea of vocation, and that these arts are good for us in that we might be educated to serve in the church and in society, in the civil realm, that these arts are good for us, that the baptized might be prepared to be father or mother, that the baptized might be prepared to be doctor or teacher, that the baptized might be prepared to be a clerk in the local gas station. God be praised for well-educated, godly men and women in whatever vocation it is. And this education is not simply an education that is only one-track college preparation, but rather preparing the baptized for all of the various vocations, good and useful vocations in life.
As I mentioned before, you are the president of the Consortium for Classical Lutheran Education. Tell us a little bit about this organization.
The Consortium for Classical Lutheran Education is an organization that has been around since the early 2000s. Our hallmark event is annually we have the conference, national conference this coming year. We will be meeting at the Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. That has been a staple of ours to have this conference. The conference is aimed at supporting not only Lutheran educators in our schools, but also home educators. And we really don't distinguish between the two groups. Rather, we pursue Lutheran education, and we partner with those that are interested in a classical Lutheran education. We have also produced resources. We have a variety of resources that have been put together in print form. We've also offered online classes in Latin and also Greek. We've developed an accreditation process by which schools may become accredited through the Consortium for Classical Lutheran Education. And what's unique about that is that we were also able to partner with Synod, and there is a means by which the processes that are used to become accredited by the consortium are able to be applied and used in a dual way for National Lutheran School accreditation. We've also done something unique that I don't know anyone else is doing right now in our Missouri Synod circles, and that is we've created a teacher certification whereby teachers might become certified by the Consortium for Classical Lutheran Education. We have outlined what we call the marks of a classical Lutheran school and the marks of a classical Lutheran educator. And those are available on our website if you go to www.ccle.org. And those marks are there, and also the opportunities to pursue accreditation and to pursue certification, teacher certification, are there.
Folks, you can find out more about the Consortium for Classical Lutheran Education, including their annual conference, July the 19th through the 21st in Fort Wayne, Indiana, at issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Pastor Stephen Kieser is headmaster of Faith Lutheran School in Plano, Texas, and president of the Consortium for Classical Lutheran Education. Pastor Kieser, thank you very much for being our guest.
Thank you, Todd.
When we come back in Hour 2 of Issues, Etc., our biweekly series on pop culture, we're going to talk about pop culture as a culture of death. Now, we don't usually think about this. We think of pop culture, we think of kind of fluffy things, kind of a culture that trivializes everything. Well, it does, including the value of life in a culture that worships youth, and it worships singleness, and it worships independence and autonomy. It worships making your own way in life and making your own decisions in life. Guess what gets, well, not just lost in the shuffle. Guess what gets pushed to the bottom? That is the preservation of the life of others. We'll talk about the pop culture as culture of death with Pastor Jonathan Fisk right after this.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Have you been too busy to get your associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree? Concordia University, Wisconsin offers 50 online educational options. Find out more at issuesetc.org. Click the Concordia University online logo and enter the program code ISSUES to waive your application fee. Concordia University, Wisconsin is here to strengthen and support the church. Lifelong Lutheran learning. issuesetc.org and click Concordia University, Wisconsin online.
Have you recently graduated from high school or college and are still making up your mind about your future career? Here's an opportunity to serve your neighbor through an extended, uniquely Lutheran service program. It's called the Lutheran Youth Corps. Find out more about the Lutheran Youth Corps at lcms.org/youthcorps. Life together through witness and mercy, the Lutheran Youth Corps. lcms.org/youthcorps.
LutheranReformation.org is the brand new one-stop shop for all things Reformation. It's your source for news, events, history, videos, activities, educational resources, and much, much more. New resources will be added regularly, each one designed to help you celebrate and remember the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. Because Reformation 2017 is still all about Jesus. Visit LutheranReformation.org today. LutheranReformation.org.
O Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will declare your praise.
Listen to chapel services live, weekday mornings from Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Morning Chapel from Kramer Chapel. Live weekday mornings at 9 Central, 10 Eastern, 8 Mountain, and 7 Pacific at issuesetc.org.
Defend us from all evil and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.